This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Sometimes it would be nice to be able to be in two places at once. This is impossible for us, but not for God. God is easily in two places at once. In fact, God is everywhere, all the time. This is a difficult concept to grasp, so later on Abel will be explaining it further. But first, here's a Rich Mullins song called Nothing Is Beyond You.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
God is omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere at once. He is able to help us understand this better.
Where is God? Do you know the answer to this question? In heaven, a little child might say, good answer, but it doesn't give the whole picture. He lives in my heart, a Christian might say. But that doesn't give the whole picture either. He's all around us. This still does not give us a completely satisfactory answer. Where is God? It's a good question. We read in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, "Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth?" The Lord fills heaven and earth. There is no place where he cannot be found. There is no hiding spot to which we could go, where he could not be with us. You could fly off in a spaceship to the moon, or even to the furthest star in the universe, but you still wouldn't be able to get away from him. God is infinite in terms of space. Now, I do not mean to say that God is a physical being who occupies space like you and I occupy space. After all, God is spirit. So you can't say that he is on this earth physically in the same way that we are physically on this earth. And yet, we still say that God fills heaven and earth. Now, we can't think of God as some sort of physical force that surrounds all the atoms in the universe. We can't think of him as being like the air, which surrounds us, but which is still made up of physical matter. We can't think of him as a being who exists in some alternate dimension connected to our universe. All these ways of thinking about where God is, in terms of space, fall short. God, as the infinite God, is beyond space. And yet, God as the infinite God fills all of space and works in and through all of space. This is hard for us to get a handle on. After all, we exist in space. We exist in the physical universe. But God is beyond space while still being everywhere in space. Mind-boggling. And when you consider the enormous size of the universe, it becomes even more mind-boggling. Having said all that, it is quite clear that it is not possible for us to find any place in all of creation where we will be away from the presence of God. But wait a second. We read in the Bible in Psalm 10, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off?" How can God stand far off and be everywhere at the same time? Or to put it another way, if he is everywhere, why does it sometimes feel as if he is so far away? Well, we have to understand that God is present everywhere. But our experience of his presence is a matter of relationship. Some people have no relationship with God, so they do not really feel his presence at all. But even believers who do have a relationship with God will at sometimes experience a closer relationship with God than at other times. At times, even the believer may feel that God is distant. As we read in Psalm 13 in the Bible, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart?" What a horrible experience to believe that God has hidden his face. But thanks be to God, there are also times when the believer will know the presence of the Lord, when he can say, as the last two verses of Psalm 13 say, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." So, being near to God or far away is not a matter of space, like we might be near or far away from our family, depending on where we are on this planet. Rather, it is a matter of relationship. I would say I'm close to my mum and dad, even though they live up in the North Island and I live here in Christchurch. I'm close to them because they're my family and I love them. The more we experience the love of God, the closer he feels. You know something though, while we live on this earth, we're never going to feel as close to God as we could. There's always something that separates us from him. Even those who are believers do not experience God's presence fully. And there's a reason for this separation, of course. Sin. God is everywhere, all around us, but sin makes it impossible to fully know God and bask in his presence. Distance-wise, we can't get away from him, but in terms of fellowship, sin causes him to be far off. The wonderful thing is, though, God has forgiven the sins of those who believe in him, because Jesus Christ died on the cross, taking on himself the punishment for sin that should have fallen on us. And because they are forgiven, he does live in the hearts of Christians so that they can know a certain degree of fellowship with him. Thanks be to God for this relationship, because without it, without being able to know the nearness of God, believers would have nothing. They would have no hope. They would have no comfort. They would not know love. They would only know the pain of separation. Thanks be to God, he has dealt with the cause of separation and brings his people near to him. And because God draws them close to him, because they know of the love of God, Christian believers draw immeasurable comfort from knowing that God is everywhere. Consider what King David writes in Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. There is no place where the believer can go where he will be separated from the love of God. He can know that even when it feels like God is so very far away, nevertheless, God is still there. He is always there. He will always be there. The struggles of faith can be so very hard. But thanks be to God that he will always be beside his people, upholding them in the midst of their struggles. My friends, is the fact that God is everywhere a living reality for you? Do you know fellowship with him? Are you aware of his presence? He is present, near to you, whether you are aware of it or not. If you're not aware of it, I call upon you to repent of your sins and to turn to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. Then you too can know fellowship with God. Then you too can have a relationship with the infinite God and know of his love and his nearness. All praise be to him.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. Please join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. when we consider what is meant when God is referred to as Almighty. Our programs are also rebroadcast on Sunday night at 10:30. For now though, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.